This is the reading for March 26. Psalm 85. Lord, you have been kind to your land. You brought back the people of Jacob. You forgave the guilt of the people and covered all their sins. You stopped all your anger. You turned back from your strong anger. God, our Savior, bring us back again. Stop being angry with us. Will you be angry with us forever? Will you stay angry from now on? Won't you give us life again? Your people would rejoice in you. Lord, show us your love and save us. I will listen to the God the Lord. He has ordered peace for those who worship him. Don't let them go back to foolishness. God will soon save those who respect him, and his glory will be seen in our land. Love and truth belong to God's people. Goodness and peace will be theirs. On earth, people will be loyal to God, and God's goodness will shine down from heaven. The Lord will give his goodness, and the land will give its crops. Goodness will go before God and prepare the way for him. Deuteronomy 15. At the end of every 7 years, you must tell those who owe you anything that they do not have to pay you back. This is how you must do it. Everyone who has loaned money must cancel the loan and not make a neighbor or relative pay it back. This is the Lord's time for canceling what people owe. You may make a foreigner pay what is owed to you, but you must not collect what another Israelite owes you. But there should be no poor people among you, because the Lord your God will richly bless you in the land he is giving you as your own. He will bless you if you obey the Lord your God completely, but you must be careful to obey all the commands I am giving you today. The Lord your God will bless you as he promised, and you will lend to other nations, but you will not need to borrow from them. You will rule over many nations, but none will rule over you. If there are poor among you in one of the towns of the land the Lord your God is giving you, do not be selfish or greedy toward them, but give freely to them and freely lend them whatever they need. Beware of evil thoughts. Don't think, the seventh year is near, the year to cancel what people owe. You might be mean to the needy and not give them anything. Then they will complain to the Lord about you, and he will find you guilty of sin. Give freely to the poor person, and do not wish that you didn't have to give. The Lord your God will bless your work and everything you touch. There will always be poor people in the land, so I command you to give freely to your neighbors and to the poor and needy in your land. If one of your own people sells himself to you as a slave, whether it is a Hebrew man or woman, that person will serve you for 6 years. But in the seventh year, you must let the slave go free. When you let slaves go, don't send them away without anything. Give them some of your flock, your grain, and your wine, giving to them as the Lord has given to you. Remember that you were slaves in Egypt, and the Lord your God saved you. That is why I am commanding this to you today. But if your slave says to you, I don't want to leave you because he loves you and your family and has a good life with you, stick an awl through his ear into the door. He will be your slave for life. Also, do this for a female slave. Do not think of it as a hard thing when you let your slaves go free. After all, they served you 6 years and did twice the work of a hired person. The Lord your God will bless you in everything you do. Save all the first male animals born to your herds and flocks. They are for the Lord your God. Do not work the first calf born to your oxen, and do not cut off the wool from the first lamb born to your sheep. Each year you and your family are to eat these animals in the presence of the Lord your God in the place he will choose to be worshipped. If an animal is crippled or blind or has something else wrong, do not sacrifice it to the Lord your God, but you may eat that animal in your own town. Both clean and unclean people may eat it, as they would eat a gazelle or a deer, but don't eat its blood. Pour it out on the ground like water. Deuteronomy chapter 16. Celebrate the Passover of the Lord your God during the month of Abib, because it was during Abib that he brought you out of Egypt at night. As the sacrifice for the Passover to the Lord your God, offer an animal from your flock or herd at the place the Lord will choose to be worshipped. Do not eat it with bread made with yeast, but for 7 days eat bread made without yeast, the bread of suffering, because you left Egypt in a hurry. So all your life you will remember the time you left Egypt. There must be no yeast anywhere in your land for 7 days. Offer the sacrifice on the evening of the first day and eat all the meat before morning. Do not leave it overnight. Do not offer the Passover sacrifice in just any town the Lord your God gives you, but offer it in the place he will choose to be worshipped. Offer it in the evening as the sun goes down, which is when you left Egypt. Roast the meat and eat it at the place the Lord your God will choose. The next morning go back to your tents. Eat bread made without yeast for 6 days. On the seventh day have a special meeting for the Lord your God and do not work that day. Count 7 weeks from the time you begin to harvest the grain and then celebrate the Feast of Weeks for the Lord your God. Bring an offering as a special gift to Him, giving to Him just as He has blessed you. Rejoice before the Lord your God at the place He will choose to be worshipped. Everybody should rejoice, you, your sons and daughters, your male and female servants, the Levites in your town, the strangers, orphans, and widows living among you. Remember that you were slaves in Egypt and carefully obey all these laws. Celebrate the Feast of Shelters for 7 days after you have gathered your harvest from the threshing floor and winepress. Everybody should rejoice at your feast, you, your sons and daughters, your male and female servants, the Levites, strangers, orphans, and widows who live in your towns. Celebrate the feast to the Lord your God for 7 days at the place He will choose, because the Lord your God will bless all your harvest and all the work you do, and you will be completely happy. All your men must come before the Lord 3 times a year to the place He will choose. They must come at these times, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Feast of Weeks, and the Feast of Shelters. No man should come before the Lord without a gift. Each of you must bring a gift that will show how much the Lord your God has blessed you. Appoint judges and officers for your tribes in every town the Lord your God is giving you. They must judge the people fairly. Do not judge unfairly or take sides. Do not let people pay you to make wrong decisions, because that kind of payment makes wise people seem blind, and it changes the words of good people. Always do what is right so that you will live and always have the land the Lord your God is giving you. Do not set up a wooden Asherah idol next to the altar you build for the Lord your God, and do not set up holy stone pillars. The Lord your God hates them.
Chapter 3.
It was the 15th year in the reign of the Emperor Tiberius. Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea. Herod ruled Galilee, and his brother Philip ruled Iturea and Trachonitis. Lysanias was the ruler of Abilene. It was at the time when Annas and Caiaphas were chief priests that God spoke to John, son of Zechariah, in the desert. John traveled throughout the region around the Jordan River. He told people about a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As the prophet Isaiah wrote in his book, a voice cries out in the desert, "Prepare the way for the Lord, make His path straight. Every valley will be filled, every mountain and hill will be leveled. The crooked ways will be made straight, the rough roads will be made smooth. All people will see the salvation that God gives." Crowds of people were coming to be baptized by John. He would say to them, "You poisonous snakes, who showed you how to flee from God's coming anger? Do those things that prove that you have turned to God and have changed the way you think and act. Don't say, 'Abraham is our ancestor.' I guarantee that God can raise up descendants for Abraham from these stones. The axe is now ready to cut the roots of the trees. Any tree that doesn't produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into a fire." The crowds asked him, "What should we do?" He answered them, "Whoever has 2 shirts should share with a person who doesn't have any. Whoever has food should share it too." Some tax collectors came to be baptized. They asked him, "Teacher, what should we do?" He told them, "Don't collect more money than you are ordered to collect." Some soldiers asked him, "And what should we do?" He told them, "Be satisfied with your pay and never use threats or blackmail to get money from anyone." People's hopes were rising as they all wondered whether John was the Messiah. John replied to all of them, "I baptize you with water, but the one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie his sandal straps. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing shovel is in his hand to clean up his threshing floor. He will gather the wheat into his barn, but he will burn the husks in a fire that can never be put out." With many other encouraging words, he told the good news to the people. John spoke out against the ruler Herod because Herod had married his own sister-in-law, Herodias. He also spoke out against Herod for all the evil things he had done. So Herod added one more evil to all the others. he locked John in prison. When all the people were baptized, Jesus too was baptized. While he was praying, heaven opened and the Holy Spirit came down to him in the form of a dove. A voice from heaven said, "You are my Son, whom I love. I am pleased with you." Jesus was about 30 years old when he began his ministry. Jesus, so people thought, was the son of Joseph, son of Eli, son of Matthat, son of Levi, son of Melchi, son of Jannai, son of Joseph, son of Mattathias, son of Amos, son of Nahum, son of Elsi, son of Nagai, son of Maath, son of Mattathias, son of Simeon, son of Joseph, son of Jodah, son of Joanan, son of Risa, son of Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, son of Neri, son of Melchi, son of Adai, son of Kosam, son of Elmadam, son of son of Joshua, son of Eliezer, son of Joram, son of Matthat, son of Levi, son of Simeon, son of Judah, son of Joseph, son of Jonam, son of Eliakim, son of Melea, son of Menna, son of Mattatha, son of Nathan, son of David, son of Jesse, son of Obed, son of Boaz, son of Salmon, son of Nashon, son of Amminadab, son of Admin, son of Arni, son of Hezron, son of Perez, son of Judah, son of Jacob, son of Isaac, son of Abraham, son of Terah, son of Nahor, son of Serug, son of Reu, son of Peleg, son of Eber, son of Shelah, son of Kainan, son of Arphaxad, son of Shem, son of Noah, son of Lamech, son of Methuselah, son of Enoch, son of Jared, son of Mahalaleel, son of Kainan, son of Enos, son of Seth, son of Adam, son of God.